Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Good, very good. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Class, I was talking with Jason at the beginning of the broadcast, and I asked him about food and food storage and if he's ready for the worldwide shortages of food. Class, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. I've been harping on this for quite a while. And so is Rich Sheehan. And we've been telling you, Dr. Sheely, all of us, Gwyneth, Kathy, Kyle, Greg, we've all been telling you, Captain John, we've all been telling you that food is really, really important. And it's going to be in short supply. And it is. It is. And let me just give you a number. So fertilizer is up 3x this year. Farmers are not able to plant because they can't afford to plant with the crops that require a lot of fertilizer, corn being one of them. So what they're doing is they're switching to soybeans. So there'll be a lot of soybeans worldwide, but there'll be a shortage of corn. Now, corn is what chickens get fed corn, cows get fed corn, and other animals get fed corn, like dogs and cats. So you're going to see a massive price increase. This is my opinion. Massive price increase in anything related to food. Because not only has fertilizer gone up 3x, but fuel has gone up almost 3x. Not this year, but over the last year and a half, 2 years. So farmers are broke. And I know this for a fact. I happen to be one. We filled out our income tax for filing April 15th, and we wait till the last second of the last minute of the last day because we know that the IRS is waiting patiently for it, and we want to make sure that we deliver it or we send it on time for the rush that they're expecting. We don't want to let them down. We want to be part of the rush. And this year again, just like last year, income zero. I was telling Jason, we sold a crop, a year's worth of cows, 15,500 gross, net 14,500. Take out the fencing, take out the diesel fuel, take out the bucket rattlers, take out the other things, the salt licks, the other things that we provide, the equipment breakdowns, put it all together. Income for the year, zero. Now, that's not just one person. That's three. Three of us have worked day and night, and we've been able to come up with no income. That's the way it is. And we're not alone. And it's not like we're at the bottom of the IQ pool in terms of farmers. We're just like all the other farmers. We work hard. And it's impossible to make it go. Unless you're getting government subsidies. Unless you're being paid not to grow. Unless land was given to you. But if you had to buy the land, the equipment, and everything else, it's impossible. Now, it's a great lifestyle because you don't have a boss. But in terms of making money, it's impossible. No one I know around here says that farming is a cash cow. No one, because it's not. Bottom line, class, is there'll be a few of us farmers. Prices are going to skyrocket. like you've never seen in your entire life. And there'll be more shortages. Those are my predictions. And so far, we've been right on the money. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich. Any comments?
Well, you got into something so serious I had time to put away my air banjo and shut off my lost episodes of Hee Haw I was watching here.
Yeah. So, Rich, what do you think? Do you think it's accurate what I just said?
Well, yeah, we've been talking about the planned and designed food shortage for a few years. We all knew this was coming. The powers that be admitted it. Look, we're even getting help from geoengineering. We yesterday evening, we talked very briefly, and I remember I told you we were getting some snow. It was 42 degrees, and we were getting an icy snow. Now, if you remember Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, he made it very clear that it's the chemicals that from the geoengineering that is doing this. This is not a normal phenomenon. So, you know, the farmers, the people who grow gardens, whatever you want to call, hobby farmers or whatever you want to call us, you know, we're being hit from every angle, including the lack of heirloom and open pollinated seeds, the lack of fertilizer, the lack of soil nutrition. We're getting hit by every angle. But this was all, look, when I talked about the agenda regarding the Great Reset, I've talked about, you know, cash, forced austerity, stopping patriotic peaceful assembly, creating centralized government control of money and everything else, eliminating the Constitution, freedom, liberty, the rule of law, the rigged voting system. We've talked about all this. This is all planned. This is all by design. And they are increasing the rate while they're doing it because the people are waking up exponentially. And they want to make sure they can get their so-called restrictive policies in before too many people wake up and do something about it. And this is why they're trying to rig the fall elections coming up as well, because they want to make sure they can finish the job. So this is another reason why we need to communicate. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to have discussions that are uncomfortable. We have to not just talk outside the box, not just go on YouTube and watch how people do it or read books about how people do it. We need to create our own personal adventure. Okay? It's really important that we learn skill sets, because this new world order, their technology, they want to bring in artificial intelligence and robotics to basically make themselves gods, eliminate 90% of the people, and centralize everything from digital currency, basically designed to keep the wealthy, the sellouts, the traders, the tattletalers wealthy and rich. And this is part of the consolidation of power, money, control that we've talked about many times. And they're going to make it so every transaction needs to be approved. There's no more anonymity. There's no more privacy. And this is why we, as a people, need to have these conversations. Because there's not going to be very many options left if we don't wake up enough people. That's why in the last year and a half, 2 years, I kind of switched my a lot of the things I said to, you know, things like the bioweapon and things like health and things like voter election fraud and the phony rules and regs that they're going to come up with for climate change. We need to talk about this. We need to connect the dots for the people and show how this COVID large transfer of wealth, climate change, reset, social credit score, digital centralized cryptocurrency by the elite, the delegitimization of work with MMT and UBI, carbon footprints, Green New Deal, words like sustainability and assigned and censorship and tracking and tracing and surveillance. And this is going to be all run by not elected people. We need to show people how this is being done. That's what we've been doing for the last 2 years. And that's why we're trying to wake people up. to what's happening. And, you know, food is just a part of it, but it's in it. And you've heard me mention this analogy many times over the last couple of years, Vince. It's very similar, using today's technology and times, to the armies surrounding castles for a couple of months. And they starved out their people. And they're using the technology, and they got the Gates, Bezos, the Chinas of the world, buying up all the land, including farmland, and basically hoarding the food or the ability to grow it. So it's kind of what we're seeing is this, you know, the armies surrounding the castles. And we need to wake everybody up, make them start a new life, achieve skill sets, whether it be gardening or edible medicinal plants. And by the way, folks, Vince is going to try to get a few people together for next Tuesday for kind of a roundtable discussion on gardening, on building greenhouses and nutrition and soil and things like that. So you might want to tune in next Tuesday, a week from today, and we're gonna discuss what Vince is talking about right now. So Vince, before I continue with the wake up of the free world, is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, two quick things. So, class, just to put an exclamation point on it, yesterday I said that gasoline in Burt's neighborhood, Los Gatos, California, was $6.39 a gallon. That was yesterday. That's the least expensive. Today, it's $6.49 through $6.99. That's $6.99.9. That's $7 a gallon. I said that I believe we're going to hit between $12 and $15 a gallon. People thought I was crazy, but we're halfway there. More than halfway to $12 a gallon. Next thing, Rich mentioned we have to have these uncomfortable conversations. Absolutely correct. And that's what the class is all about. That's what your class on the radio right here, right now, is all about. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And the school. And I'm really working feverishly on the school. So think about, would you attend? Would you come to Missouri for a week? Or a weekend, or a day. Would you be willing to do that? And I have a feeling that I attended a class in the 80s, and it was how to invest in real estate and become financially independent. And the class offered something really neat. They said, I'll tell you what, if you sign up for the weekend, it was $499 for the weekend for 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. And if you sign up for it, and you pay for it, and if you think by Saturday noon it's not for you, they'd give you your money back. I think we might do the same thing. If you want to come and sign up and decide you don't want to stay, we should give you your money back. So I think that what you'll learn is so important. And frankly, as I drive around on the tractor doing farm chores and farm work, I'm thinking over and over and over the same thing. It's impossible to do what Rich said it's impossible to do. He didn't really say it was impossible, but what he meant was, yeah, you can watch YouTube videos. You can do that. But does it really get the job done? Do you really have hands on? Do you really fully understand what you just were shown on YouTube? I don't think so. And that's what the school's all about. So that you can actually experience it. Take notes and go home with armed ready to deploy the knowledge you just learned. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In Michigan yesterday, he called in and asked us for classes on a roundtable on gardening. Todd, you're going to have your request answered. It'll be next Tuesday, as Rich Sheehan mentioned. He was kind enough to use his 2 hours a week for that purpose. He is that concerned as you are, Todd, and I, and the rest of the class. So that's going to happen. And I just want to say one other quick thing. When my dad was young, gasoline was 7 cents a gallon. 7 cents. And today in Burt's neighborhood, it's $7 a gallon. That's 100 times more expensive than when my dad was a child, 100 times. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, man. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to go through a handful of articles. And the reason why I'm doing this is just to show you the wide array of topics that we're discussing in today's class. And then I'm going to go into specific topics like healthcare, maybe a little election fraud, maybe some general news. So bear with me. I'm going to give the listeners for the first half an hour of the program a sample, if you will. Okay, first article is a news blackout on the Fed's naming of the banks that got its emergency repo loans. Some journalists appear to be under gag orders. See, this is the thing, folks. Too big to fails, too big to jails. You know, you've heard me talk about lawyers, judges, bankers, and politicians and how they've sold the people out. And now they're even getting gag orders. And but basically the repo is the overnight loan market, okay? And it's in the trillions. I'm just going to read one sentence. The Fed data released this morning shows that the trading units of six global banks received 17 plus trillion of the 28 plus trillion In-term adjusted accumulative loans, or 63% of the total for all trading houses, primarily dealers that borrow through the Fed's repo loan program in the first quarter of 2020. See, what they've done too, folks, is not just the overnight. They've actually stretched out the definition to and added a 14-day, a 28-day, a 42-day, and other term loans. Everything is a scam to take what you have and to take your money and give it to the top 1% to 2%. And if any of you follow the yields, which we've talked about many times, and I have been talking about finance and economy too much lately because it's all corrupt, all manipulated, and basically it's all about reorganizing the wealth to the elite. But look at the 3- and 7-year yields. Higher than the 10-year yield, the 20-year yield, higher than the 30-year. I mean, nothing is making sense in it. Everything is rigged. And speaking of rigged, here's another example of what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. This is from Liz Harrington. She is a patriot. She's extremely intelligent. And when I talk about my pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage, in other words, having... You have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for saying the truth. And that's what America has been missing for a long time. And Liz Harrington is a 10 out of 10 from True the Vote findings. Basically, 7% of, and this is all proven, folks, of mail-in ballots were trafficked in Wisconsin. 157,551,000 trafficked votes in an election decided by 20,000 plus. Did you hear that? And it's not just Wisconsin. 4.8 million ballots were trafficked in the 2020 election. 7% of mail-in ballots were trafficked in every swing state True the Vote has looked at and verified. I'm reading all this. She says this is an organized crime that was perpetrated on Americans, and they use inaccurate voter rolls. We've talked about that. They've used mass mail ballots. We've talked about that. They've used NGOs, non-government organizations, and they've funded drop boxes. We've talked about Zuckerberg doing that in detail. And they pay traffickers. Not only on video, we have the proof. Next, Google says it will demonetize websites which report Ukrainian government attacks on its own citizens. This is what Stalin and Hitler did, folks. How many of these articles have we read about the false flags and setups?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
College basketball season has officially come to an end as Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win their second national title under head coach Bill Self.
I'm so happy and thrilled for our guys and our school and our fan base. It was so special.
Ukraine President Zelensky has pledged to reveal allegations of war crimes against Russian forces in occupied regions of his country. Zelensky said more than 300 people were killed and tortured in the town of Bucha, a suburb near the capital of Kyiv, reflecting on what he describes as a hard and emotional day after visiting the area. Russia denies the allegations. Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination will be sent to the Senate for a full vote, despite an 11-11 tie in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Jackson's confirmation is all but a sure thing, as Republicans don't have the numbers to block a Supreme Court nominee that does not know what a woman is because she's not a biologist. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The International Committee of the Red Cross is reporting one of their teams was stopped during an attempt to reach Mariupol, Ukraine, to evacuate civilians and is now being held in nearby Manhush. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister said the Red Cross team was being held by the occupation authorities. Manhush is about 12 miles west of Mariupol, and the number of people from the Red Cross team was not offered to reporters. The Hunter Biden laptop exposes the Biden family's pay-for-play scheme and many other devious activities. As the fallout continues, President Biden continues to distance himself, saying he was clueless when he took his son to China on Air Force Two and returned with millions of dollars from communist Chinese. Former Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night says to stop the insanity, Republicans must win big this November.
The boss is out there stumping for secretaries of state in places like Michigan and Arizona. It was those secretaries of state backed by George Soros who were instrumental in costing the election for the boss. So there's, in Michigan, there's this woman named Christina Caramo. She will be a household word by the time the election rolls around. She's got to beat Jocelyn Benson in Michigan, who helped steal the election for George Soros and the Democrats. So this is what we're focused on. They can trot out Barack and Hillary and whoever else they want. But at the end of the day, the American people in the polls show this. It's about the economy. It's about jobs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Even, back to you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right, which millions of combat soldiers fought, bled, and died for. Okay, I want to comment, folks, before I move on to different articles here on some of the rhetoric that was said during the news break here. First of all, regarding Hillary and the DNC, they tried and successfully overthrew a government and a sitting president. All this Russia, 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 P dossier, this is all proven, paid for, all made up stories. And as far as the Hunter Biden laptop, which was also discussed during the break, I mean, this is almost two years of what I would call postponed reality. Look, we've given thousands of examples on how the mainstream media uses propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting. I am blue in the face giving so many examples. But this laptop basically is kind of a metaphor for banning truth and making propaganda the first choice for whoever, as long as you don't say the truth. And they even mention Air Force Two in this, because Hunter Biden was on it. Hunter Biden used your taxpayer dollars in Air Force Two to use Air Force Two as a getaway vehicle. I want you to think about that. Now, going back to what I was talking about regarding banks earlier and investment firms and all the corruption and manipulation, you know, you look at all the big banks, especially the, you know, the investment firm type banks, the BlackRocks, the Goldman Sachs, the JP Morgans, and then you look at all these companies who are buying up homes, you know, the Tricons, the Blackstones, the Invitation Homes, the American Homes for Rent. There's all these different companies. They're buying up thousands of homes per month in this country. Never mind Bezos, Gates, China, and we're going to be inundated with unbelievable amounts of unvetted illegal immigrants taking jobs, taking food, taking homes from the people, because the elite want to create a rental class. They want depopulation. They want to eliminate words like your dreams, goals, qualifications, proven results, standards and expectations, personal adventures, anything to do with the context of a job, and never mind words like prosperity. They want to have you question your survival. Now, when I talk about, you've heard me use the term margin call when I talk about economy and finance. You know, it's not just, it's almost like, again, a metaphor. It's almost like a generic term, not just for stocks, but for credit cards, for mortgages, for notes. See, when everything crashes, when they pull the plug, when they stop the music and there's only a certain amount of chairs for people to sit in, everyone's going to be selling everything for pennies on the dollar to pay those bills. And that's what has happened historically over time. The elites come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Because everything, you know, the average person's selling everything, and they're competing against other sellers for liquidity and solvency. And then you get the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all the Soroses, all these big people coming in and buying everything up. Okay, pardon my tangent here. I'm going to go back to more articles. Attorney Tom Rentz, for those of you who don't know him, you need to look him up. He's you talk about a 10 out of 10 on the pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. This man is a 10 out of 10. But anyway, he has discovered that the Department of Defense, and this is sad to say, and we've talked about this before, is altering data to hide the number of our service members who have been injured or died by the experimental COVID vaccines. Now, we need to get rid of the term vaccines, because they changed that definition, and the term experimental, because we've given so much information that the powers that be behind every cloth, CDC, NIH, Big Pharma, they all knew about the side effects. In fact, I am looking at a vaccine, and I've talked about this before, over a year ago. Vaccine manufacturers hid the risks from the public. Millions received the vaccines without informed consent. It's an FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. And it was a working draft. And they mentioned all these things from death, Julian Barr syndrome, stroke, heart attack. It's all there, myocarditis, all this stuff. Basically, this information was fact. And in other words, the powers that be force this on the people without informed consent, because this information was out in the public. And speaking of what happened before and what people didn't talk about, there's a video that just came out. It's on Twitter right now. It's I see Tom Elliott, and basically it says Fauci, and I listened to it. In 2004, I'm going to quote this video. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be. Because the best vaccination is getting infected yourself. If she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself. Unquote. In other words, all this rhetoric that Fauci's been talking about, being a proponent of these vaccines, he's now admitting, or this video came out, that natural immunity he believes is true. It's all a game, folks, and people are dying because of it. Next, Big Pharma, let me read that. Big Pharma facing class action lawsuit over allegedly cancer-causing heartburn drug Zantac. Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline and other drug companies are now facing class action lawsuits from individuals who develop cancer after taking Zantac. The drug was found to be contaminated with a chemical that causes cancer. Look, folks, I've given, especially with GlaxoSmithKline, a rap sheet of all published articles in the public domain. This is what we do here. We do our best to vet the authenticity of this information, and we use published articles in the public domain. Now, does the deep state or the powers that be in mainstream media sneak one by for propaganda and hoaxes once in a while? I'm sure they do. But we do our best to vet the authenticity and the truth of this information. See, we use the term independent media a lot, but what we really are is truth media or truth radio. And this is so important for everybody to realize that. And we don't have any, I mean, we have skin in the game because we're Americans, but we're not bought and paid for. We're not blackmailed. And we all do this. And speaking of USAPrepares.com, as volunteers. Okay, next article. It's beyond any shadow of a doubt that the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths. Dr. Peter McCullough. Look, folks, it doesn't really... we're not doing this to say I told you so. We've been given these articles for, what, a year and a half? This is to save lives. This isn't to say I told you so. This isn't to play doctor. Because when we give articles or information, we give it from researchers, physicians, and scientists. Okay, I got to move on because I can go off into tangents all day and we'll never get done with... I rarely get to 50% of the articles I've prepared for the day. So here we go, folks. I'm going to stick with healthcare since I just came off of that. Dr. David Martin says COVID vaccines are bioweapons designed for genocide. Do I really need to comment on that? Next, the World Health Organization warns social surveillance must remain even as global coronavirus cases plunge. That's because the WHO and all these institutions and organizations are corrupt, and they're owned by the powers that be. And we've discussed many of those names. You have to remember, we've discussed this before, the World Health Organization, or people call it WHO, okay, they are pushing a world pandemic constitution, a document that they say is going to take precedence over our Constitution and all of whatever laws each country, sovereign country, has. That is not true, but they're pushing it because they can sell a narrative, and if they get enough people bribed and blackmailed, they're going to push this. This is going to be ruled by unelected officials, and it's going to be permanent federal mandates pushed by the sellers and traders of the country and the world. And that's what they're shopping for. That's who they've been shopping for. They're looking for the sellouts, the people who are willing to be bought and paid for and blackmailed and threatened. All right, next. Recently, unredacted documents prove Pfizer and FDA knew antibody-dependent enhancement was occurring in all of the vaccinated. And we've talked about this in detail. The antibody-dependent enhancement, it basically fools your body into thinking that the cell that is eating the pathogen, when it really isn't. and it's leading to certain cytokine storms and things like that. We know about blood clotting. We know about heart attacks, all this stuff. But look, this everything that we're given, all these articles, we've given them many, many, many times before. Okay, but just look at the organizations and institutions that's supposed to help you, save you, protect you. I've already mentioned the FDA, the World Health Organization, WHO. I mentioned the NIH. U.S. military deaths up 1,100% and exponentially rising. People, this is very dangerous because we have to ask ourselves, is the powers that be really trying to, when you eliminate our infrastructure of military or you bring them overseas for a war, what's left of them, and our health care system, we are ripe for invasion, ripe for it. Next, see, House Democrat says CDC has constantly changed its mind. They lack credibility, unquote. Look, CDC, NIH, FDA, World Health Organization, for a year and a half, we've given information about the scandals, the corruption, the manipulation, the changes of definition, to where if you or I did one-millionth of what these people did, we'd be in the who's gal for life. Next, Army reducing its numbers in face of recruiting difficulties because of the vax mandate fallout. Can you blame them? When they read and see all these people dying and being sick for life, however long that life will be. Next, U.S. Army proposes to cut troop levels under $1 million for the first time in 20 years, or 1 million people, pardon me. Of course they're going to do that because they can't get recruits and people are dying at alarming rates. Next, Biden demands Congress approve more COVID funding now because we are not going to have enough money to purchase new vaccines later. Now, think about what this next article says. Biden allocates $9.8 billion for HIV/AIDS.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. I don't know what, I didn't hear the music coming, folks, so I'm going to mention the last two articles. And I'm going to mention a third, and I'm going to mention them in progression, and I want you to connect the dots, which is very easy to do, but very scary. Okay, here we go again. Biden demands Congress approve more COVID funding now because we are not going to have enough money to purchase new vaccines later. Unquote. Here's the next article. Listen up. Biden allocates $9.8 billion for HIV/AIDS program. 1.5 million new infections in the last year alone. What's the last year been happening? Okay, here's the third article. Listen up. Every fully jabbed person over 30 will have VAIDS, which is vaccine-induced AIDS. We've talked about this. By the end of 2022, says Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Elizabeth Ease has said this, and many others, because we've given these articles. All physicians, scientists, researchers, published in the public domain. Look, folks, I could put exclamation points after this. We're not trying to tell anybody we told you so. We're trying to save lives. We're trying to help people. We're trying to give information that you're not going to get from the White House, from the mainstream media, from any of the institutions and organizations that have infiltrated and bribed and blackmailed by the powers that be. Okay, moving on here because of time. Nearly all committee members who advise U.S. dietary guidelines have ties to Big Pharma. That's called infiltration, folks. Next, embalmers, funeral directors reveal that COVID-vaccinated bodies show unusual blood clots. Is that new? No. We've also mentioned these same people talking about incredible amount of deaths, incredible amount of money going to hospitals and people getting paid for COVID-diagnosed death. Spike proteins being found in every organ. I remember all these articles. I'm paraphrasing them now, but I remember them all. And if I had more time, I'd go back into more detail and specificity, which I have, but I don't have the time. Next, mainstream media still refusing to cover Hunter Biden's connection to Ukraine biolabs. Do you realize how serious this is? Do you notice all the people getting sick and dying around the world? While the same people who are pushing vaccines have also called for open depopulation. Think about that, folks. Next, myocarditis causing heart attacks in teens. Shocking level of chemicals found in public water. Folks, there's a lot of information coming out about the toxins and poisons found in public municipal water. At the very least, if you have to live there, at least get filters. Next, three top cyclists suffer heart attacks in March. Two dead. Next, Pfizer CEO attacks those who dare to question the experimental vaccine. I want you to think about what he's saying. This is literally Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao type. I was going to say theatrics, but totalitarian, authoritarian, communist control. This is all against all of the free countries' rules of law, especially ours on our First Amendment and freedom of speech. Next, UK government admits the COVID vaccines are gene therapy after giving away millions of taxpayer dollars to expand production of COVID jabs. Do you remember how when we said this over a year ago, we were considered conspiracy theorists? Remember that, folks? I do. Next, unheard of side effect. Now the World Health Organization is adding hearing loss as an adverse event of COVID-19 vaccines. And you use the term vaccine in air quotes, of course. Next, this article is titled Maim Them Early. The White House demands early genital mutilation surgeries for children to convert them before they go into puberty. I know you think I'm making this stuff up, folks. I'm not. I'm just going through as much information to wake up as many people as I can. Next, poison control issues nationwide toxic warning about COVID-19 rapid antigen test. We've talked about these tests. Coming from China with cancer-causing material inside, with the harvesting of DNA. Next, meat for me but not for thee. The globalists are pushing lab-grown meat for you and the masses. Next, FDA announces fifth COVID-19 dose may be necessary by fall, just hours after authorizing for a fourth shot. After everything I've said today and for a year and a half, you got to be kidding me. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when you put this together and you add to it what Dr. Shuley said yesterday, that the plan is to kill 90% of us, and the 10% that's left, 90% of that remnant is to be the slaves of the top 10%. Can you imagine that? The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.